Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on? I hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I hope that you are enjoying yourselves. And I'm about to go live on none other than Zoom in the next few seconds. But it feels so great to be here. So great to be here with you guys tonight. I just want to send a shout out to my father. Wish him a happy birthday. I just want to send a shout out to my father. Happy birthday, Daddy-O. Happy birthday, Big G, the original G. I appreciate you. I love you. I hope you are enjoying your birthday. I'm not going to tell everyone how old you are, but you finally caught up there with my mother. You're with my mother, in age when she was here, and it's so good to be here. So today I'm just going to say it's good to see you guys. I'm say what's up to my dad, like I said to our father, and you know, and this has been an interesting journey for me these past few weeks or so. It's been definitely an interesting journey. I'm trying to fix these lights. But I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. I hope you guys can hear me for those who are with me tonight. So, guys, I'm going to get things started right now. And I'm going to play this little bit of this song. And this is from my project entitled Life. This entitled Life's Lessons. This song is entitled, let me see if I make sure I have this on here so I can show you guys, play it for you guys. And I hope you guys are doing well, for real. And this is entitled, I don't have it on here. So I'm going to play a little bit of this song. This is titled Like Jesus Came. And so did this with a good friend of mine, Brandon.
Oh,
No one can love you like Jesus can. I hope you guys are doing well. If you want to know what I know, no one can love you like Jesus can. When you feel no hope is gone, no one can keep you like Jesus can. Listen, no one can keep you like Jesus can. Let me tell you guys this. You know, God is definitely in the keeping business. And I'm telling you guys this. I just want to say I appreciate you guys who've stuck with me. Those of you who have been like, you know, I'm praying for you, Reverend Dr. G. I'm praying for you that you will stay strong and stay encouraged. And I'm going to tell you tonight that I am encouraged. What's going on, Brian? What's going on? Blessed to you. I am encouraged today because I'm in this place where I've never been. And God has been keeping me in. Listen, guys, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it is rough. But this is my journey. And God is good, and God has been keeping me. Tonight's message, guys, is titled The Most Important Message. So if you want to call this, you can call this The Most Important Message. I appreciate those who come through tonight. Tonight's topic. The most important message. I'm gonna tell you guys this. You know, I was like, what song am I gonna play? And that wasn't the song I was gonna play. I just ended up on that song. I try to play songs that I know that I do own part of it. I do own that part. Production thing. You know, the music was already produced by Brandon and his cousin, his late cousin, and I did the music and the lyrics. Tonight's message, the most important message, I'm coming to you from Mark chapter 12, verses 28. I'm writing this stuff down. 28 through 31. Okay, here we go. Here's the NIV version. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments. See, people always try to trick you up sometimes. Hey, what's going on, Chris? Grace and peace, bro. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Now, tonight's message is entitled The Most Important Message. I probably should probably say the most important messages and make that thing plural. The most important message, he said the most important is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So if you want to say the most important message really is this. There are two important ones. Love the Lord your God. What? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, guys, one of the things I'm learning, you know, and I was going to play this song, and I think I will play it next week. It's entitled Life's Lessons. That's actually the title of my last project. You can check it out on iTunes, y'all. iTunes, all the online places. Just look for G Wright. But it's called Life's Lessons, and one of the things about it is that we're in this season where God is teaching us lessons. And one of the things I'm learning is this. Do what you do in love. Let it be done in love. Let your yeas be done in love. Let your nays be done in love. Everything that you do and we do are in love. You know, I'm learning life's lessons. And this season, I'm learning lessons. I'm learning some lessons that I thought I learned and some lessons that I've had to learn. And it's all about growth. Life is all about growth. For those of us who are here, there's some more things that apparently God wants us to get and God wants us to do in the earth. That's why we're still here. And while we're still here, the question becomes, are we willing to love? Are we willing to love? Are we willing to learn the lessons that we need to learn? When it comes to our faith, are we loving the God that we serve with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength? Are we serving him with everything? So the most important message, love God. Love God. Let me tell you something. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. We talked about that a few weeks ago. You know, there's something that comes when you put God first. Now, does it mean you're perfect? No. But one thing about it, guys, I'm learning life's lessons. I'm learning lessons that my mother tried to teach me and when I was younger. And, you know, so now it's gone. You know, I say, hey, Mom, you remember we talked about this? You know, I can't do that. But I have these memories that God allowed me to create with social media, with all these different things. So I'm grateful for those. But how many of you guys know that there are other lessons that you are going to learn? And you learn them. You can learn them from your parents. You can learn them in life if you are willing to listen. You know, I love being a student of learning. I love to learn. I love to be in school. I love to learn. So guess what? You never stop learning. And guess what? God never stops teaching us if we are willing to allow him to work in our lives, to move in our lives. If we're willing to be present, guess what? God will do that thing, guys. God will do that thing. So here we are. And, I'm just talking from my heart tonight for real. For real. I'm really talking. Well, I talk to my heart, but I'm just saying, you know, I didn't write anything down because I'm just allowing the Lord to use me tonight. Well, good evening, Shanice. Good evening. Love you, my friend. Love you, my friend. Talking about life's lessons. And there's a part at this course I'm learning. And I won't ignore how I feel inside, but I'll open up my eyes and I'll open up my ears to life's lessons. Guess what? God is always teaching us if we are willing to listen. If we are willing to listen, guess what? God is willing to teach. You know, I have to say this. You know, when God shows you, pay attention. When God shows you what he shows you, we've got to pay attention. You know, I don't want you. Thank you so much, Shanice. Thank you so much. And I'm so proud of you, Shanice. I cannot wait to have my friend on here one day soon, and I'll say in the next year, but God is moving in her life, and you know, I appreciate your encouragement, my friend, and the whole thing about just really just listening, because guess what, we might feel that we're by ourselves, but even our worst day, guess what, God does not forget about you. He does not forget about me. Sometimes we forget about God. And how many of you guys know it's so easy to fall into depression and anxiety, especially if you've been there before. it's so much easier. It's so easy to fall into that unless we remind ourselves about the goodness of God and what God has done, what God has done in our lives. Okay, I'm loving that, Shanice. I'm loving that. You know, yeah, pay attention. Yeah, Shanice, I love your lessons that you teach. You teach you on your page. I love them. I love them, Shanice. Learn those lessons. And what God shows you, believe it. Let me tell you this, and I told someone this. I said, I am not the same person I was before my mother passed. I'm not the same person I was when I'd gone through that depression. You know, that was real for me. That was real. And those who were with me, some of you guys I knew, and some of you guys, you saw me. You knew I was going through. And, you know, some things I put on Facebook, some things, you know, I just don't put on Facebook, and I didn't put on Facebook. But it was a rough period. But I'm so grateful that God, first of all, that God is faithful. I'm grateful that God is faithful. You know, I am going to get back to the text, but I just wanted to just say that tonight. I'm so grateful that God is faithful. It has been faithful even when I wasn't faithful. God was faithful and has kept me. And I'm sure that God has kept you, and I know that God has kept some of you guys. I've seen your testimonies on your pages. I've seen some of the things and have read some of the things you guys have written even during our chat, during this broadcast. So I am so grateful for that. I am so grateful for that. You know, it's so important with these lessons that we learn. It's so important that we learn to keep God first. Let me tell you, it's better to hear God speak to us and to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to pay attention. I'm not going to do my own thing on this. I want to listen to what you're saying. Yeah, what am I meditating on day and night? That's a good question, Auntie Sheila. That's a good question. What are you meditating on day and night? Are you meditating on the Word of God? Are you meditating on God's Word? Are you meditating on His goodness? And sometimes it is rough because, you know, life is happening 24/7. It never stops. But we have to be intentional. We have to be intentional. So the things that God is trying to teach us in this season, we've got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm here. I'm listening. Lord, have your way in my life today. Tamisha says, God's faithfulness is unmatched. Amen, Tamisha. Amen. God's faithfulness is unmatched. God's faithfulness is unmatched. You know, love with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Why is this the most important message? Because listen, guys, you know, whether like in relationships you hear people saying the 80-20 rule or whatever it is, you know, yeah, that part speaks great. Tamisha is right. Yeah, Shanice, you know, the 80-20, you know, who you love the most, where do you put your energy into? Who you put your energy into? Who, what, when, why, where, people, the circumstances, the group, whatever you gets all your energy, that's where your heart is. That's what you really love. If the only thing you talk about and you think about is food, guess what? It's food. Sometimes it's part of an organization. This organization, you know, you talk about this organization, that organization. If all your energy is to that organization, guess what? That's what you really love. You know, so this scripture, Jesus saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Let me tell you this, guys. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So we wrestle against all these spiritual things that are going on, our flesh against the spirit. You know, and it is a war. So as we're coming out of this pandemic, as we're coming to this new normal, and we're not as confined to our homes as we were before, you know, the question is, how much are we going to continue to seek God's face? Like Audrey Sheila was saying, how much are we going to focus on? What are we focusing on? Let me read the question again. What am I meditating on day and night? Yeah, what are you meditating on day and night? What is getting number one position in your heart? in your life. And sometimes people, guys, you know, listen, it is not easy, but all things are possible with God. And guess what? God will bring you through. Guys, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, how can I get through this situation of living without my mother? Then living without my godmother. I'm like, Lord, haven't I lost enough with all the aunts and uncles I've lost in the past past 2 or 3 years? Friends, cousins. But you know what? I'm encouraged today. And this is my father's birthday. This is my big daddy's birthday, Daddy-O. So my dad came through. I already said at the beginning of the hour, I'm going to say it right now. Happy birthday, big daddy. Today's my dad's birthday. And so I celebrate him, and I thank God for him. You know, and I think, and listen, guys, you know, listen, I'm taking it day by day. Yeah, that's right, Shanice. Shanice saying he will carry you. Anything ordained by him, he will carry you. Amen. And that's so true, Shanice. That is so true. You know, God did not put so much on us that we cannot bear. But, guys, I'm looking at life a lot differently now. I'm looking at friendships and relationships a lot differently. I'm looking at my relationship with God like a lot differently. I'm looking at eternity a lot differently. You know, guys, faith. Faith is believing, even when you can't see it. I know that God is in control. God has been in control. Guess what? God is still in control. And I praise God that he is still in control, that he's still carrying me. So even though there might be some times where I might feel like, Lord, am I doing this thing? But God is there, and I know he's there. So I praise him. You know, so Lord, love the Lord your God with all your heart. When you love the Lord your God with all your heart, when you're going through life's turmoils and trials, guess what? You're going to say, I can turn to God. I want to tell you tonight that you can turn to God. You and I can turn to God. You know, and the biggest thing is this, guys. Sometimes, guys, we go to people, you know, I got to call this person. I got to call that person. And sometimes, how many of you guys know that sometimes God will allow those numbers to be busy. When you're trying to contact people, when you're trying to get in touch with this person, you're trying to get in touch with that person, I need some encouragement. And sometimes you cannot do that. Sometimes, guys, you have to say, look, let me call on the Lord myself. You might say, I don't know how to. Let me just say, Lord, I need you. I know you're here. I believe you're here. I need you to touch me right now. I need you to touch my heart. I need you to speak to my heart. Because sometimes, guys, it will be a busy sign. It will be a busy signal. Now, I had some people who used to curse me out on Facebook. I need prayer. I told one girl, look, you need prayer every day. At some point, you've got to press for yourself. I will pray for you, but you've got to be willing to pray for yourself as well. But I praise God that we can turn to God. I can turn to God. You can turn to God and call on him for yourself. You can do that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That's turning to the Lord with everything. Yeah, I love, like Tamir said, God is available 24/7. Yeah, 24/7. That's right. Thank you, Tamisha. 24/7. And this is something that we cannot forget. We cannot forget that we can turn to God. Because listen, one of the things I've learned in this season is that there are sometimes where you're going to have to go through some things by yourself. And sometimes that road to self-discovery, that road with you and the Lord is, you know, God is working that thing out. He's working that thing in you. He's working that thing in me. He's talking to us. He's wanting to show us, to love on us. And sometimes there's some season, because there's a season for everything under the sun, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a season for everything. But we have to be willing to say, Lord, what season am I in? And whatever season I'm in, I'm still, one thing that does not change is God. God doesn't change. But one thing I have to remind myself, I'm going to love. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. You might be feeling like I'm holding on by a string, by a thread, but I thank you, Lord, for being my salvation. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me. I thank you, God, for opening up doors that could not be opened. I thank you, God, for giving me favor. I thank you, and I love on you. So guess what? While you're going through and things are happening and changing and life is happening, and you're learning life's lessons, just believe that God is with you. While these things are happening, guess what? One thing that you and I must not forget to remember to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, with our might. We've got to love the Lord. So even though things are happening, we have to remember that I can turn to God. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen, y'all? You know, I can turn to God. So tonight's the most important lesson. I can turn to God. Not only can I turn to God, I can trust God. You know, let me tell you something, guys. You know, when we are in this place, right, we're in this thing called life. We're going through these lessons and all these different things. I can trust God. What's going on, Mary? I can trust God. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Why? Because God has been so good to me. I don't know about you, but God has been with me when people were not there. You know, and guys, and let me tell you this, in the midst of some of the hardest times, in the midst of some of the craziest times, guess what? I can trust in God. I can trust God because God has been there with me. I recently went out of town recently, and I got to meet with Dr. T. Rowe, and a good friend. I don't like to put people on the spot and things like that. You know, like I said, everything, as my mom would say, everything is not meant for Facebook. But this thing that I will say and will share is this. I was in this thing, and I was like, Lord, things are not working out. And guess what? God had an angel. God had an angel right there. God had an angel right there who blessed me immensely. Let me tell you, I can trust God because I know I've experienced him. Not just God in the Bible, but God in my life. You know, how God, the same God of Israel, how the same God has kept me, has made doors to open that no one else could have done but him in the midnight hour. And it was literally in the midnight hour, okay? It was literally in the midnight hour. But God had his hand on me in my situation, and God blessed me. When God blessed me, I'm going to tell you guys this. I was like, Lord, you really blessed me on this. And the angel was like, no, I got you. I've got you. I got you, Reverend Dr. G. I've got you. You know, let me tell you something. And God blessed me. So, guys, listen to this. Not only can you and I turn to God, but we can trust God. And when you have that relationship with God, when you can have those experiences and you can look things over, you say, you know, Lord, I know that you are good. I know that you love me. I know that I can turn to you because I've turned to you and you've been there. Even when I didn't think I could or even deserved, you had grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy. God's grace and mercy. The most important message, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I can trust God. So guess what? I'm going to say to myself about this situation, whatever that situation is, God has been there for me. So guess what? God can be here for me now. Am I keeping him number one in my life? It doesn't mean, I tell you this, it does not mean that we're perfect. It does not mean that we're perfect. God is just gracious. So let us keep our trust in God, because I don't know about you, but I've seen God move in my life. There are some situations, guys, where I was in a car, in college days, and I was in a car with my boys, and we had finished singing, and And we crowded, I don't know how we crowded 6 or 7 people in this small car. Now it's probably 100 pounds smaller too. But we were crammed up, line, you know, whatever. We got into that car, all right? Everyone else fell asleep, even the driver at one point. We're on I-20. It's foggy. The car was literally going, the driver fell asleep too. And I was looking, what? And guys, let me say this. The driver put his hands up in the air, and the wheel turned by itself. There was a tractor trailer coming right there in the middle of the highway, I-20. And I tell you, I saw it. The driver's falling asleep. When we saw that, yeah, the driver's falling asleep too. He took his hands. I guess the driver wasn't falling asleep. I guess the tractor material was going halfway on the highway. But the driver threw his hands up, and the wheel turned by itself. I saw that. I saw it with my own eyes. Them says God is good. I can trust God. Now listen, when our time has come to leave this planet, guess what? It's going to be time for us to go. When it's time for us to go, it's time for us to go. You know, I've seen it. I've seen what my mother, I saw what my mother went through. And God blessed me and allowed me to be there. You know, but listen to this. I know she didn't want to go. But I know she was tired, and I understood that. And listen, when you've done all you can do is stand. And when it's your time, it's your time. When it's our time. But until then, we're still here. But even in the midst of that, one of the things that blessed me is that my mother was like, she still trusted in God. She trusted the process. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to trust the process. Yeah, Tamisha, Jesus literally took the wheel, literally, Tamisha. That, let me tell you this. That wheel went around. Whew, it was crazy. It was just as crazy. I trust God. Even that last message that my mother gave me, that last message when she said thanks, my two god sisters were in there with me. Two of my three god sisters were in there with me. And at that point, I'm telling you, when my mom sat up and said thanks, you know, I never thought that would have happened. But I played a song that we did together, which will be coming out next year. It's a song that we did called Answer Prayer. You know, God Answers Prayer. And so my mom's on there with me. I actually have her on a couple of my tracks on some things that are coming out next year. And I was really, really shocked. I was really shocked. She woke up. Let me tell you, I trust God. She gave me that message, and that's a message that whole experience, I will never forget that experience. I trust God, because God will give us everything that we need when we need it. Even those times where we say, I don't know how I'm going to make it, God will give that message. Whether I'm reading someone's message, and they're talking about what they've been through, or someone's telling me, or can you pray for me? I'm going through this. And I realize, you know what? You're worried about this? Let's remind ourselves what God has done for us. Now, I have to read what Dr. T wrote. Please forgive me for Dr. T. Dr. T wrote this. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. That gospel song is now in my head. Oh, yeah. I can hear it right now. That song resonates with the idea of going directly to the source forum where our blessings flow. Yeah, praise God. Yes, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Listen, guys, you have not because you ask not. Sometimes, guys, we're wanting God to move in our lives when sometimes God's just saying, just ask. Sometimes God's just saying, just ask. Just ask. Just say, Father, I need you right now. Father, I need your strength right now. Father, I need your grace right now. Father, I need you. The most important message, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And even when you're broken, guys, even when you're broken, guess what? God can heal. God can heal. you. God can heal the pain. So you might be feeling like, I'm going through this and I'm dealing with this pain, but I want to encourage you tonight to keep moving forward. I want to encourage you tonight to not give up. There are a lot of things going on. So you guys pray for me in this month of November. You guys pray for me in this month of November. I'm still praying for myself, as I just now said. I'm praying for myself with you guys. When you guys think of me, please say a prayer. You know, this is the month. You know, a lot happened last year. I can't believe it's been almost a year. Almost a year. Almost a year. But God is so good. God is so good. The most important message, even in spite of grief and grieving and grieving in a healthy way and a healthier way and things like that, I'm still having to say and remind myself, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your what? Mind, and with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with everything that's within you. And sometimes, guys, when you're going through and you say, Lord, I don't understand, we just got to say, I'm still going to trust in you. I'm still going to trust in you. I'm still going to believe in you. I'm still going to trust you. I'm still going to trust the process, Lord. I'm still going to trust the process, Lord. You know, so first point tonight, you and I can turn to God. Then second point, you and I can trust God. When you think about all the things you've got, you have, you think about God's blessings, even the least of what you think you have, guess what? There's someone out there who does not have even that. So I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm still going to love and trust you. So you and I can turn to God. You and I can trust God. You and I, what? Must what? It goes, build up our faith. Build up our faith. We can turn to God, trust God, build up a faith. And what does that look like, building your faith? What does that look like, building your faith? That means doing what God has called you to do. Build up your faith. Do what he's called you to do, and you will see him work miracles in your life. But you've got to be willing to say, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you in this. I'm going to trust you, period. I'm going to love you, and I'm going to build up my faith by doing what you called me to do. Stepping out and saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this season. I'm going to trust you in every season that I experience. And sometimes, guys, it might be a little uncomfortable, but listen to this. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable when things are not going right. We're going to still say to ourselves, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to love you with everything. I might feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to trust you because I know that you are able to keep me from falling. You are able to keep me. Dr. Nicole Wagner, one of my little sisters, big sisters, yeah. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes, guys, God is not going to change the situation, but he'll change your heart in that situation. He'll change the way you look at that situation. And there are going to be some times where God's going to tell you to let something go. There are going to be some times where God says, you know, you forgive. Because I've forgiven you, and you let that thing go. Instead of becoming bitter, you say, no, I'm going to love the Lord, my God, with all my mind, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. I'm going to love him with everything that's within me. I might be going through, but guess what? I'm going to go ahead and build up my faith and be obedient and do what God has called me to do. Sometimes, guys, you might say, you know what? I need some relief, Lord. I need you in this situation. God says this, you love me. You love me. And you do what I've called you to do, and then you be obedient with that. Dr. Terrell says this, when we request prayer, we should say, pray with me instead of pray for me. Yeah. This confirms that we are developing our own relationship with God while seeking to include others in the prayer wheel that drives us all. Amen. I like that. I love that, Dr. Terrell. Not pray for me, pray with me. But I know someone who was like, pray for me. I'd say, look, guys, I was knee deep in depression, all right? But you know, I still said a prayer for her, and I encouraged her to pray, and she ain't like that. No, I need you to pray because God hears your prayers too. You know, so I love what you said right there. Pray with me instead of pray for me. Pray with me. So I got to see if I said pray for me. Keep in your prayers as I pray for myself. Listen, you know, guys, listen, building up our faith, putting our faith into action. If we believe God, I guess we're going to say, I'm going to trust him. Lord, if you brought me to this point, you've opened up these doors for me, I'm going to trust and believe that you're going to bring me through these doors. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through these doors. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, that I can come to you. Thank you, Lord, that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you'll be in the midst. I thank you for being here tonight in our midst right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And when you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to believe you to work in my life. Thank you for keeping me. I should be out of my mind right now, but God has kept me, and God is keeping me. And I'm going to continue to love the Lord, our God, my God, with all my what? Heart, mind, soul, and might, with everything that's within me. I might be going through some things. You might be going through some things. But you trust the Lord. You trust the Lord. You trust him. You trust him. You build your faith. You do the things he's calling you to do. And while you're doing those things, you love him. You love him. Arnie Schiller says, our pastor said that as well. Pray with me is what we should ask. Yeah. Pray with me. With me. With. Yeah, it makes a big difference. With and for. Guess what? You can pray for yourself. We can touch and agree and pray with you. That's what we can do. And guys, you know, now I know I have not said that much about the second part in Mark chapter 12. I know I read 28 through 30. We started at 30, but 31 says the second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, guys, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, if you want to experience God's grace, if you want to experience God's love, you got to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to love my neighbor as I love myself. You know, everyone deserves grace. And it takes a while for the heart to heal. It takes a while for the heart to heal. But still, even in that part, even in that situation, even in that period of time, saying, you know, I'm going to love the Lord with everything that's within me. I'm going to love my neighbor as I love myself. I'm going to treat my neighbor the way I want to be treated. Sometimes, guys, we have to, this whole thing you're talking about, you know, you and I can turn to God. You and I can trust God. You and I can build up our faith. You can build up your faith and do what God's called you to do. At the same time, love. You've got to also love yourself. You have to also love yourself. And get to that point where you say, you know what, I'm going to love you, Lord. I'm going to love you today. I'm going to love you with everything. And not only that, if you can love your neighbor as you love yourself, that means you've got to love yourself first. So if you don't love yourself, you're going to treat your neighbor the way you treat yourself. And sometimes we're like, how come that person not showing you love? But guess what? The question is, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? You know, we can turn to God, trust God, build up our faith and do what he's called us to do. Then, says the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. What's going on, Lee? And if you cannot love your neighbor as yourself, get that stuff. Do you love yourself? And I would dare to say that some of us, we don't act as if we love ourselves. We love God, but we don't love ourselves. We like to put other people in front of us. We say God, then the other person. Sometimes we put the other people in situations, organizations above God. And then we put somebody else above us. So how can you love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself? How can you love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? You love yourself because God created you. You love yourself because God made you in his image. And you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful because God made you. He made you unique. He made you unlike anyone or anything else. You are an original. You are an original. So how can you love your neighbor if you can't love yourself? You love yourself. And if you have this understanding of yourself, understand, look, I'm not perfect, but I love myself because God created me. God has a purpose for me. I love God. I love God. I love myself. If you love yourself, guess what? You're going to love the people around you. You might not like them, but you will love them and treat them the way you want to be treated. It doesn't mean be a footstool or be a foot mat. That's a floor mat. That's not what it's talking about. But love your neighbor as you love yourself. Be kind to people. Show love to people. You know, okay, now, and Dr. T is up here preaching, guys. Let me see what Dr. T is saying. Dr. T says this, sometimes when we let things go, that is the blessing God gives us. God does not respond to our requests that we prayed for, but his denial of what we prayed for may tell us, you did not need that. Your request blocked your relationship with me. So God is cautioning us about what we pray for. If we are praying for things to do, for things that do not move us closer to loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, then perhaps we are not praying for the right thing. God blesses us by not responding to certain prayers. I hear you. I thank you for sharing that. God blesses us by not responding to certain prayers. Yeah, that's true. And sometimes it's not yet. Sometimes it's not now. Sometimes it's not a no. But we have to become comfortable and trust God and trust the process and say, God, I know you know what's best for me. I know you know what's best for me. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. T. You know, what you want versus what God wants for your life. That's a good thing to think about, Dr. T. What if what you're praying for goes against what God's trying to do in your life? But there's a lesson in everything. Sometimes God will say, okay, I'm going to give this to you. So you can learn, you can understand. So sometimes God blocks it, to Dr. T, and sometimes God says, okay, you've been praying for it, now let me allow a little bit of this to happen so you can understand that you're not ready. Are we willing to listen to whatever lesson that we're going to learn? Are we willing? Are we open for the lesson? Tonight's topic, let me go back. Look, I can go back up here. I'm going to tell you guys the most important message. Love the Lord your God with everything that's within you. Love him, your heart, with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your might. Then love your neighbor as yourself. The most important message, the greatest message, Operating in love. Operating in love. You know, and when I think about love, you know, take the First Corinthians chapter 13, right? You know, First Corinthians, and I'm going to read just a little bit of this. Because it's about operating in love, right? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4, and I'm going to leave this part right here. Verse 8, love never fails. Love never fails. We talk about loving the Lord with all your, with loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might, with your strength. Then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now I read what love is. What love is. What love is not. What love is. It's about operating in love. Love the Lord your God. That song, you know, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Of course, I can say it. People saying it, you know, but basically that's what song is saying. That fall in love with Jesus. Love. Then love your neighbor. So love God with your entire being. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So love God. Love yourself. Then love your neighbor like you love yourself. But you got to love yourself. So you can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. If you don't know how to love yourself, make sure you're getting your rest, making sure that you are present, make sure you're being kind to yourself. And loving, that's how I love going to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. It's not rude. Love's not easily angered. And love is not rude. Don't tell me you love me, but you're easily angered by anything I say. That's not love. And love is not rude. You know, in everything you do, do it all in love. Love God. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Trust the process. I just want to say God bless you guys. I hope you guys are blessed by the message. I appreciate you guys that came through. You know, whatever lesson, whichever way God allows that thing to play in your life, whatever way God allows that thing to play in your life, I just want to encourage you, learn life's lessons. Love God. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself some grace. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And love your neighbor. You have to like them, but love them. Love them. We never know when we are going to be in need. Sow that seed, pay it forward, sow it. Love. 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 Love through your grief. You're grieving, that's what I'm doing. Love. Love through the pain. Love through the sweat. Love through the fun. through the good times, love. Even when it becomes hard, love. The greatest message, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with your mind, your strength, your might. Then the second one, love your neighbor as you love yourself. God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I look forward to hopefully seeing you on this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. I want to say God bless you. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright, A Poet's Heart. It's available iTunes. It's available on Amazon. And just look for Reverend Dr. G. Wright, A Poet's Heart. And then my music, just look under G. Wright on iTunes and all the online places. I want to say God bless you. God is opening up doors. Trust in the Lord. Trust him. Because you can turn to him. Trust him. Build up your faith by doing what he's called you to do. Love yourself and love your neighbors. Love.